There is a village in Mali, one of the poorest countries in the world and currently gripped in the midst of a terrible civil war, where malaria once killed almost one out of every 100 children. In just 3 years, however, that mortality rate dropped to zero, meaning that no children died. What was the cause of this turnaround? Pesticides? Mechanical traps? Swamp drainage? Nope. Education. Hi, everyone around the world of the Insect Tribe. This is E. Emmett Brady once again with an episode of the Insect News Network, where I feature the people behind the culture, behind the bugs. My interview is with one of the pioneers in cultural entomology and a world-renowned advocate for future global food security via entomophagy, that's insect cuisine, Florence Dunkel, professor of entomology at Montana State University. In this interview, the esteemed global insect expert explains an innovative perspective on the human-insect connection, where the language, music, and culture of local communities are used as tools to bridge the gap in their understanding of bugs, much to their betterment. Because remember, it's not just about music, it's not just about culture, it's not just about the bugs, it's about us and how we connect to all of it. Also on the show, you hear some of my peculiar interviews from the first meeting of the California Bug Club, including a group creating an urban insect zoo in Oakland, California, and a man who has been stung over 500 times by scorpions. To meet these people behind the culture, behind the bugs, tune in to the insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 54, that's #54 in the search bar. Be sure to sign up for the periodical buzz while you're there. That's the newsletter of the Insect News Network, and then you can become part of the insect tribe. And remember, it's a big world out there, and most of it is microscopic.